kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
First of all, congratulations for your win. We would like to know more about you. How did you first pick up a racket? Yeah. Why did you choose tennis in such a sport-oriented family who did mm-hmm. not play tennis, though?
Well, I have an older brother who's like 3 years older than me. And me and my, him and my lolo, which is my grandfather, were always on court every day. My lolo was his coach. So after like 3 years of watching him every day on court, you know, I decided that I'd try it also. And my parents were also behind that idea. And, you know, ever since I picked up the racket, I never put it down. So until now, I've been playing.
What's your first memory of a tennis fan? Someone who's passionate about the sport? Who were you looking after? Yeah.
Well,
who were you looking at?
Oh, who am I looking at? Well, of course, Rafa Nadal was one of... Like, it's always been one of my biggest idols, even before I went to his academy. Also, Simona Halep and Lina. But aside from that, of course, my brother has always been a big idol for me. I looked up to him a lot during training or whenever, yeah.
So, you're a left-hander. You live in Manacor some time of the year in Spain, and you play with the Babolat. Yeah. So, a lot of similarities.
A lot of similarities with Nadal, yes, okay. Actually.
Can we start from the... what else do you guys have somewhat in common?
Somewhat in common? Well, I mean, I don't think I'm worthy of being compared to him. But you know, he's an idol to a lot of young players there. And I think on court, he has a huge platform to inspire others. And, you know, I think I just take whatever learnings I can from watching his matches. And, you know, he's a really great guy, really great man on and off court. So I try to learn from that, too.
You get to speak to him sometimes when you're there in his academy?
I've actually spoken to him just a while ago. It was my first time talking to him, but I see him training a lot. Yeah, and you know, he's really nice and he's really humble.
Can you go back to the process that let you and your family design this big move to make you train in his academy in Spain, and what did that mean for you and for your family?
It was a really big decision for me and my family. I won this tournament back in January of 2018 called Les Petitas, and it's a really big tournament. And then after that, they reached out and offered me a scholarship. Well, I've never been away from home, like alone or living somewhere else. So obviously that was a very big concern. And, you know, it's hard on both parts, both for me and for my parents, you know, without having us there and without us having them there. But it certainly helps that my brother is also there with me. But, you know, I think it helps you grow as a person living far away from home, and it helps you grow as a player to be there.
What's your life like in that academy?
Well, I mean, I consider myself very lucky to be one of their scholars. You know, their helps really boosted my game. And, you know, I've been doing really great these past few months. And I think they've put in a really big role. They're a big part of that. And, you know, I'm just working really hard and doing the best I can.
And how's your daily routine like? How much time you dedicate to tennis? What time you wake up? What do you eat? How much you study?
Yeah, well, you know, the morning is for training. So I wake up around 7, eat, and then 8 to 10:45 is training on court, and then an hour and 15 minutes of fitness, and then the rest of the day is school. So,
and, yeah. And what part of you do you reckon is still very Filipino, let's say, and what has sort of switched and gradually changed, or what is changing?
Well,
drifting away, well, let's say.
I love rice. I mean, every Filipino loves rice. I think, you know, I grew up there, so, you know, by heart, I'm still like a Filipino, even if, you know, I'm in the academy, there are a lot of different cultures, and I'm proud that I am Filipino and that I can represent my country. And, you know, I always try to behave well because I know that not a lot of people meet Filipinos, and I guess I want to portray like that, like a certain image, like a nice, like I'm a nice person, I'm welcoming, and things. Yeah.
Definitely are. Speaking of Filipino tennis, I've been doing this for many years, and I think I only recall once having the chance to speak to a pro Filipino player, Tret Hue.
Yeah.
The fact that the Philippines hasn't produced that many pro players, to you, is more a bit of a sort of a scare, like, or maybe there's something maybe not compatible or wrong, or it's more like something that pushes you to become the number one and the best ever in your country?
Well, of course, that's always been a motivation to me, that, you know, I am the only Filipino, or one of the only Filipinos out there. And, you know, I really want to try and put the Philippines on the map in terms of tennis. And hopefully when I'm good enough, I have the platform to inspire and, you know, to motivate younger people to do the same thing. And hopefully in the future, there will be more and more rising stars.
In terms of your growth as a tennis player, at what stage do you reckon you are at, particularly here where you obviously can compare your tennis to the pros? How distant do you feel like you are to them?
Well, definitely there's a lot that I can improve. There's a lot like that, a lot of room for improvement. But, you know, I think if I keep working hard with the support of my family and my team, you know, I think there's a chance I can get there. Yeah.
And here, how's life in the locker room? Like, you obviously come here in the second half of a tournament, so there's obviously more room. Did you get to speak to pro players? Did you manage to be somewhat professional? Or sometimes you get tempted to, you know, get some balls signed or something like that?
You can't help but fangirl over all these amazing players, you know. And even Rafa, I see him a few times in the academy, but I'm still super excited when I see him walking around. But, you know, it's a really great experience being here. You know, it's big motivation and really big. It gets me excited to play more, and you know, it just shows you that, you know, that's where you want to be. Yeah.
So there's no story, no fun stories to tell about you meeting any of these professionals.
Not yet. I've gotten a few selfies, but yeah, nothing embarrassing yet. I hope. Yeah.
Okay. Not yet. Okay. Did you get to hit with any of these?
Yes, I've gotten to hit with a girl from China, top 50, around top 50 in the world. Yeah, but aside from that, that's it.
Okay, we already spoken about how distant you are. What are your goals for this season and potentially more in a long run?
Well, for this tournament, I'm just trying to take it step by step, you know, match by match, and just focus on what I need to do for this season. I don't know, I'm going to start playing a bunch of futures, and hopefully I do well there. And, you know, the ultimate goal is to go pro, right, and to make it up there. And I'm doing everything I can, and the people around me are doing everything they can for me to succeed. So let's hope that it works, yeah.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.